There are around 370 different species of shark, each built for the place they live and the prey they hunt. The white-tipped reef shark has changed little over time, and on the reef, they are one of the most successful of all killers. To a white tip, the reef is like wood. But there are no easy pickings, even for these sharks. It is a hunting ground filled with challenges and dangers. The hard coral is razor sharp and jagged, and could tear through any soft flesh. Reef fish, the shark's potential prey, are camouflaged and tuck themselves into tight crevices. Some use speed to get away. Others rely on poison as a deterrent. So the shark has to rely on its killer instinct before it can complete a successful hunt. Sharks use five basic senses when they hunt: sight, smell, hearing, touch, and taste. But they have two more, as we'll see. Their bodies are designed for life on the reef. They are long and muscular. Their heads are flat, and their skin is extremely tough. This allows them to search tight crevices without cutting themselves to ribbons. They wait for night before they go hunting. To our eyes, the reef at night is cloaked in darkness. But sharks can see well in the dark. Their eyes have reflective plates, passing light back through the retina a second time. Their night vision is much better than ours, so even by the dim light of the moon, sharks can pick out most shapes. Sight is very important to sharks. It is how they find their way around, and it is vital when hunting. But sight alone is clearly not enough. Catching a fish in open water sometimes isn't easy. Sharks also have an acute sense of smell. Even at some distance, their noses detect scent particles carried by the current. Sharks could smell just a few drops of liquefied tuna in an average swimming pool.